show up and he's really, yeah.
Okay, let's get started. So today a little bit of a challenge. I was trying to come up with something interesting this week. It's this daf has a lot of like adato, but I found something I wanted to share from the Sichos Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz. Because you know Chaim had a control called Tarakula, had really going in Lamdus, but also he had tremendous bikias in different places in Chazals and Agadita. So, and a lot of times when you read the Shmuzim, it's very hard to relate to because he's quoting Gemaras and Midrashim you never heard of before. But you have I found the Shmuz where he's quoting, the whole thing is built around this Gemara. So he's quoting our Gemaras, and there's also quotes from Haftorah from last week. It happens to be a coincidence. So you have two things. Just a little bit of background and bring up the kasha that he's one of the kashas that he's addressing. So the, just put things in perspective a little bit. There's also a question from the Gemara Sari that kind of relates to this. The Gemara, our daf this week is Ches, but on top of Zayim and Beis, the Gemara had a series of statements about what is the cause for Hagisham and Etzarim, for making the rain stopping from coming. So a lot of different opinions. One was Bittul Trumas or Maestros, because people aren't giving Trumas or Maestros, that's why the rain stops. One is because the Chayus and Amishai saw Klaya, they have to, the Chayim Misav, so since they're Chayim to die, the rain stops. One is because of Mesapir Lashon Hara, also last week's Parsha, and that, more about sources, Azus Panim, brazenness, all these different Bittul Torah, different reasons why the rains are stopped. And then they're all different opinions, different people, so you know, it would seem like they're kind of arguing, because if you say that, only reason the Netzarim, where Sari points is, the only reason is the rain is stopped is because of Biltor, only reason is because of Biltor Truman Surmises. So then it has to be arguing each other. So the Gemara brings at the end of Ami, towards the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up, Am Rabbi Ami, Ein HaGesham Netzarim Ela Bavon Gezel. The reason it stopped is because of stealing, or and he brings Pesukim for that. My takanate. Then he says, "What's the fix? Yeah, but tefillah, you should daven." So the achronim asks, "What do you mean? Why is that the fix? The fix should be give back the money that you stole."
True.
Right. So and he brings that. That's his tefillah. That is tefillah. And then it's also a little bit of a contradiction because it says it's the same Rabbi Ami. Then brings in a statement, five lines from the bottom. If there's no rain, it's like metal from having rain come down, then it's because the actions of the generation are messed up. So he just says it's because of Gezel, specifically because of Gezel. Why are you saying Maisa Ador? That's not necessarily a stira, because you could say Maisa Ador, the actions are specifically referring to Gezel. And then he's consistent. He says, he dashes the pasuk, but what's the takana? What's the fix? He's gabba barachami and shadabin. So fine. So he pinpoints Gezel. Now, the interesting thing in Rabbi Ami is that the Gemara that we're on the Ches, at least this week, the Gemara says that on the positive side, here this Gemara is talking about what's the reason for triggering that there's no rain. The Gemara here brings a statement, why does rain come when we do have rain, like a rainy day like today? So for six or seven lines down from the Y lines, Amar Abi Ami, it's the same person who says that the stoppage comes because of Gezel. The first word on the line is Rachum. Amar Abi Ami, Ein Geshamim Yardim Elam Shel Bale Amana. The rain only comes because of people who have faith, or who could be trusted. Shneamar Emes Me'eretz Titzmach V'Tzedek Mishamayim Mishkaf. That when Eretz, when truth is sprouting from the earth, in other words, people are living with truth, with Emes, then Rashi explains that Tzedek is the tzedakah from Hashem. It's like charity from Hashem. Yishamayim, Hashem is going to provide charity. Yishkaf, it's overlooking, meaning that there's going to be rain coming. So the rain is in response to Emes. So that would make some sense that emuna is trust, and someone who has trust is the opposite of gezel. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, because the question is, what does it mean, bali amana? It says Shabali Amanu. So Rashi says, because there are two possibilities. Bali Amanu can mean people are trusted that they don't steal.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bali Amanu can mean they have Emunah in Hashem. So Rashi says, Bizman Sheemes Me'eretz Titzmach. It's pretty much straight across in the Rashis, parallel to the Gemara. Sheesh Emunah B'maso Matan. When there is trust in dealings, in business dealings, and tzedek mishamayim nishkaf v'hayin gishamim, then there'll be tzedek from shamayim chein staka. So Rashi clearly says that he's talking about Bali Amanu in business dealings, which is perfect because then it's the exact flip side of what the same Rabbi Ami said about the stoppage. He said the stoppage is because of Gezel, so if there's Bali Amanu, there's a trust in Maso Matan, then that's going to be the reason for rain coming. And then it's also consistent with that question that we had before. Well, why does he say that takana is to daven? So, well, this is preventive measures. If you want to, in order to make it that it comes mitchila, if there's trust, then that will be bring it come. It could be he also means that the rain will, if the rain has stopped for a while and they want the rain to start, besides for the fix of davening, then besides the fix, the more basic fix that you could. That you could return the gezel and have emunah in business dealings. Right, the Gemara itself brought that drasha before by the pasuk of Keira Barzal. The Yisod Hachshir Chachma Kol Shekein Hachshir Ma'aseh Meikara. The Gemara said all the more so. It's even better if the ma'aseh were better from the beginning. Meaning that if they didn't have to come on to tefillah, they didn't need tefillah, they just had gemayim tum, then that would make the rain come. So then the Gemara, then Rabbi Ami says this like a little bit of a cryptic line which Rashi Tosa talk on, and that's where and we want to get into with Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Ami bo re'ei, Rabbi Ami said, come and see kama gedolim balei amana, how great are people who have trust, or people of faith, minayin michol dor bar. From the weasel and the pit. If someone who has trust in the weasel and the pit, such a thing happens, someone who has trust in Hashem, all the more so. So what in the world? So here he's shifting. He's talking about trust in Hashem. He's not talking about trust in Maso Matan, the business dealings. So it doesn't have to be. He's not necessarily proving his last point, if according to Rashi, which was about business dealings, but it's related. I mean, if a person has trust in Hashem, he doesn't have to cheat in business because he has trust in Hashem will provide for him. Mm-hmm. So what's this talking about? Someone has a munah and chol dor bar. I think we saw the Rashi before. We'll do Tosas just to. Tosas brings a slightly different medrash. Tosas b'chol dor bar kach b'akash baruch alachas kama v'kama. Pirush mamim b'chol dor bar ma'isa hay benara achas. A story with a girl. She wanted to go to her father's house. She fell into a pit. A boy came. He manipulates her. If I bring you up out of here, will you marry me? She says yes. They swore that they're not going to get married to anyone else. Who's going to testify? So there was a weasel, a tiny weasel. It's all a joke, right? It's like wondering what's the metaphor here? What's going on?
Right. The
weasel and the pit, which doesn't even have it. The pit's not even alive. I mean, the weasel at least breathes.
It's not a tiger or anything.
Right.
Maybe he's being a weasel because of what he did to her.
And hasn't done it yet.
But he's about to.
Maybe they catch the weasel and bring it in, like trap it, and then they have it as an aid. But no. So the halchul adakam. So then they went on their way. Vihi amda b'shvu asa, and she stood with her shvua. She didn't marry anyone else. But who nasa ishacharis, and he married another woman. The yalda ben. And then she had a child. Bas chulda v'nashchaso meis. Chulda came and bit the child, and he died. V'yadlo ben sheni v'nafla bor meis. And then she had another son, and he fell into the pit and died. So it's like the eerie coincidence that what's going on, that the children are dying. Amra lo ishto. So the new wife, this current wife, says to him, ma zeh ma'aseh shegia lanu. What's the story here that came to us? Shalokish ad b'nei Adam, unlike other people. Like, why? It's just a bizarre death. Nizgah has Shavua, so because he remembers that he made a Shavua and he had these two witnesses, Vesiper, Vishdal, Kalamasa. He told his wife the whole story of Amralo and Cain, Chazor, Kachena. If so, bring back, and I don't want to be married to you. This is like the death sentence for my kids and everything. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the next one. So he tells her, go back and marry her. Because of the get, he divorced that one of the halachanas, Basula, and he married the first one. Hainu Damri, and this is what they say: Hamamin Bebor v'Chuda Shehemidu Edusan. Someone has trust in the pit in the Chuda, which stood up their made their testimony stand up, meaning they were reliable.
How's this different from the Rashi?
It's pretty much the same as Rashi. He doesn't say the story that she was on her way to her father and she fell into a pit. It's just the other words. They were
the basic things.
Right.
I'm wondering why it's calling it. I guess I expected it to have an explanation around it. I don't know. Like, let me phrase it this way. The idea of them being mamin ba bor v'chulda, right, seems strange, right? It's like, is the implication here that they didn't have emuna and kadosh baruch hu? That was the point, right? Because that was
The Gemara was saying
that all the more so if you have
faith in, if you have trust in an inanimate object, and in a weasel, and surely if you have trust and they are effective.
Yeah.
Surely, if you have trust in Hashem, he'll be even more effective.
Right.
It's not clear why the Gemara is. I mean, it sounds like these are people are foolish little children.
Yeah.
Who knows? Even if they were a marriageable age, you know.
Right.
The Ketanim. That's the joke. In other words, that's Chaim's question, which also pops out to everybody. Like, what's the Gemara trying to drive home over here? So you bring a kav chomer from someone who's foolish from a bizarre story, which happens to be
like
that Hashem the Hashgacha had it that these kids did something silly, and Hashem the Hashgacha had it, and the children died through the same witnesses.
Right, and yet they came out in the end and recognized the connection. Right, it's like, oh, there's a
Hulda
and
Abbor,
and oh, I remember the
Shavua. Right. Also, it's like the whole thing doesn't really add up. In other words, you have witnesses on something.
Yeah.
The witnesses are not responsible for punishing. Someone witnesses someone steal money, so it's not like they're the ones who have to put the guy in jail. They bring him to court. The court enforces it. There's this procedure. It is true. Hazino Shemayim V'aretz. Rashi says in Hazino that the Shemayim V'aretz are Edim. And the Torah says that the Shemayim V'aretz should be Edim about this covenant between the Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. And if they don't keep their deal, then the Shemayim V'aretz themselves will respond. The Shemayim will produce.
It's also interesting, based on what you were saying, right? It's not the job of the Edim to go and act the punishment, right? And also, where does the punishment land, right? It's not on him directly. They kill the children of this new relationship.
Yes, I mean, it ends up accomplishing what they want, because the whole Shavua was, the whole treaty was that they're not going to run off with someone else. So
yeah,
this triggered it because she realized
bit by a hold on and he fell into a pit or something.
Right. It would have been more direct. So the whole thing is like a medrash plea, like what's going on over here with this whole war story. So
you can contrast that with the one from the Tanakh where the guy made the shua about his daughter, and she's the first one, and that was a shua to Hashem, that she's the first one that comes out of the house, and it didn't turn out, turn out well, right?
So, right.
Yeah.
So you could make the shua with Hashem invoked, and it's, you know, and then could still turn out bad because the shua itself had a defect.
That would be then you don't need a kama chomer, because here the Gemara is making a kama chomer. So. One other Gemara, just as a background for what Rechaim talks about, Zayin Amar Aleph, the previous daf, right in this pretty much the same location, this para, on top of the page, where Rabbi Abba was talking about the greatness of rain, how, you know, the blessing of rain. So on the top line, the second line from the top, Amar Abba, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim, Mitchias HaMesim, it's even greater than Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is for tzaddikim only, and Geshamim rain is for tzaddikim or Rishayim. And the Gemara says that it's pligod Rav Yosef. It argues from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says it's only shkula ke tchias HaMesim. It's only equal to tchias HaMesim. But either way, this is an awesome thing. Then And another statement was Rabbi Yehuda said, it's like the day the Torah was given, Yom HaGeshamim, when it rains, it's like as great as the receiving of the Torah. Brings a pasuk for that. Rabbi says even more than giving out the Torah. So we see that that's been compared to these awesome things. So that's a little background for this thing. So I didn't make copies. I don't know how many people were coming, and I was a little lazy at the same time. I don't want to make up something that's not true. So I didn't make the copies, but we have two copies. You could share, and we could share. So the Sichos and Musar is Reish Ayin Gimel in this printing, the new printing. Here, it's called Mamar Samach Daled. It actually was given in the beginning of the summer's month, around this time of year. And we'll do that. I'll show you the highlights. I don't know if we'll have time to go through the whole thing, but there's some of the highlights from Chaim's Mechadish, something as a pshat in this Gemara, which is very interesting to me, I think to you also. Right. So the title is Kama Gedolim Bali Amana, How Great Are People of Faith, which is the Lashon of Rami. Rami's Lashon on Ches. How great are people who have amana? So when you initially read this shmuz, you wonder like how they come up with that title, but this is straight from the Gemara. So let's go through this as much as possible. We'll skip around some of the parts that are not as connected. Amram Chama Bar Chanina, Gadol Yom Hagesham Ki Yom Shenimru Shemayim Varetz Tanis Zayin Mebeis. It's like it's great. It says great with the Gemara. We didn't read it just now, but it's as great as the day of the creation when the rain comes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another statement. Gadol Yom Hagesham Ki Yom Kibbutz Galios. That's another one. Sorry, we didn't look at that. It's as great as the day in gathering the exiles. Shemar Shuv Hashem Es Shviyasim Kafig Ben Negev. Fine, another one. Amar Rabbi Abal. Gadol Yom Hagesham Mitchias Hamesim. Deilu Mitchias Hamesim LaTzadikim Vilu Hagesham Bein LaTzadikim Bein LaRishayim. So he's quoting all these Gemaras that it's as great as the day of the creation of the world, in gathering of exiles, Tchias HaMesim, more than Tchias HaMesim, Torah, more than Torah. That's the quotes. So now he says, Me'achash ko Rabbam alas HaGeshamim. If since the advantage of the greatness of rain is so awesome, Ashadimu HaChazal Devarim HaChashuvim HaNichbadim Yoser, told us Habriya, to the point that Chazal compared to the most significant things and honorable things in creation, Kibriya Shemayim Varetz, Kibbutz Galios, Ketchias HaMesim Yoser Menu, Kematan Torah Yoser, Vavada Yisorer Kol Echol Adas. Surely everyone wakes up to know. Mahu HaKoach HaMesavi V'Sibriya Sekeshan. What is the trigger, the power that causes the rain to fall? Ve'ezezchus Miskagol Bam Ora Kazeh Niska V'Adir. What's the merit that such a thing happens? So that's the next Gemara. Amr Chazal, Chesam and Aleph in Tainus. Amr Abba Ami, Ina Gesham Yardim El Mishvil Balei Amana. It only comes down because of people of trust who be your inyan Balei Amana. And so he first, Reb Chaim explains it based on another Gemara, which is not an art Gemara, but it's a well known Gemara. Madar Amina B'Shabbos Laman Aleph. The Gemara says in Shabbos Laman Aleph, V'haya Emunas Itecha V'chulei. There's a pasuk in Tanakh, it says Emunas Itecha, and the Gemara makes a drasha that every word in that pasuk was referring to one of the Shishas Rei Mishnah. So Emunas Itecha literally means the faith of your times. So Emunas is Seder Zerayim, Itecha is Zeser Moed, and Emunah is, so Itecha is times, refers to Moed. Moed is about the special times of the year. What does Emunas have to do with Zerayim? What does faith have to do with seeds and agricultural laws? Tosis over there brings us to Yerushalmi that says a short line, Shamamin b'chai ha'olam v'zareya, that the person who's planting has trust in Hashem and gives life to the world.
B'chai
ha'olam
is a reference to
Shrachel. Right. I mean, So, he trusts in Hashem and he relies, he has bitachon in Hashem, Hashem will make rain come. Achinu zareyas sadeo. Therefore, he plants.
It's referring to like Klal Yisrael as a whole, or it sounds like the pasuk setup is a yachid, right? Shema'amin bechayet.
Right.
As opposed to ma'aminim.
Right. The Gemara, I don't think the Gemara is making a distinction over there. I think the Gemara is just making a drasha in general. That what does emunah have to do with Zrayim? So, right. So the point is that whether it's a yachid or a rabbim, there is an amount of, there's an element of emunah and bitachon in every farmer, because he doesn't know if it's going to rain. You know, he has to spend the months, the weeks or the months getting everything ready. Mm-hmm. So he has to have emunah. And Rabbi Chaim says that's what he holds, he thinks is the pshat in the Gemara. When Rabbi Ami says that the rain comes because of Bali Amana, he's saying, well, that exactly dovetails with the Gemara and Shabbos, because the rain, the person who's Zoraya, who's relying on rain, he needs to have emunah. If he has emunah, he has bitachon that Hashem is going to make it rain, so then that's why the rain will come. That's the zchus for the rain is emunah. And it's different than what the Gemara said over here, that it's you need tefillah. Rabbi Ami before was saying that if you get stuck, and if there's no rain, then matakanasan, what's the fix? Then daven. Mm-hmm. But really, lechachila, the zchus for rain, lechachila, in a perfect world, is emunah and bitachon. At the beginning of the season, you know, not to wait until Malkosh, till the end of 6 months, when like the Gemara said before, Malkosh is the trigger. At the time of Malkosh, then you want to make sure that you're that they have to start fasting. Mm-hmm. And the nafkamina for fasting. Malkosh, right? Yeah, for Saint Talamater, not familiar with Yor. The first Revia is because of Saint Talamater. The third stage is that once then you have to start fasting. Mm-hmm. But really, before the fasting, the Rabbi Ami is saying that the zchus, according to Rabbi Chaim, the zchus is chachila is emuna and bitachon. The rain will come, and then he says v'chein mevuar. So he has to prove it. He proves it from other places in Chazal. Sod ha'inyan, the secret of the matter, has zanir man's batorah. It's hinted in the Torah. Shari Amra Moshe Lakash Baruch Hu. Moshe says to Hashem, "Anochi harisi as ha'amazeh." I think it's a typo. As called ha'amazeh. Imanochi elita tiyu. Did I have a pregnancy with this whole nation? Did I give birth to this nation? Kisoma elay sa'il v'chakecha kasha yisa ha'ominus ha'yonik. That you tell me that I should carry them in my bosom like a. A nurse carries a suckling. Says Bamidbar Perkidal. He's talking about this, the complaining for meat. Moshe says, "Why are you? I don't have the meat. I can't handle these people. The people are complaining. What am I? Am I a mother that gave birth to these children that I should carry them in my womb?" So it sounds like it's like angry, you know, Moshe, you know, giving a pitch and expressing his anger. But he says, "Midamar Moshe." So Rechaim makes a deal from the fact that Moshe says, "Hanochi harisi," did I have a pregnancy and give birth to these people? Mechlala al talomi. From the inference, we can learn iluhu harav yaladosam. Theoretically, had he given birth to them, hayalo basar lukulam, he would have had meat for all them. Ki habanim somchem al aviyam. Because the children rely on their father, who gave birth to them. They rely on him. Therefore, he'll have everything that they need. But these people don't trust me, so they don't rely on me. So where do I meet from? So he says, if a person is, Hashem makes a person, the Hashgacha has it, that a person has a child, then they rely on him. The Hashgacha is going to provide more because of that reliance. And he brings us Sfarno, so let's skip that because it's just proof to the same thing, which he just said. Sfarno pretty much says it. And he says, "Apiza yesh lavar." If you skip the next paragraph, "Mash amru Chazal kashan mizarosav." See, you have that. Chazal is also a Chazal that pretty well known that it's the mizonos, the sustenance, the parnas of a person is as difficult. Shall adam kakriyas yamsov. It's as if it's like what it takes to split the sea is what it takes for a person to make parnasa.
Makes it sound like splitting the sea was somehow hard.
Right, so that's the next question. How can you say it's difficult for Hashem to split the split? Ella, rather it means Shekar Omnu Gazal Kriyas Yamsov Afhi Ha'isav Mikoach Emunasam Shal Yisrael Ba'Kosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say that the Hashem split the sea and it came from because the Kal Yisrael had an Emunah in Hashem. Kach Omnu Yalkut Shemoni Achirim Omnim Kedai Hi Ha'Emunah. It's because of the emunah. It's worthwhile because of the emunah they had in me that I'll split the sea for them. They trusted in Moshe. They didn't ask him how are we going to survive if we don't have food in the way. So that the emunah was his chus. So that's what Chazal mean in that statement that Just like the changed nature with Kriyas Yamsov was because dependent on the bitachon that they had in Hashem, because of the amunah they had, Hashem changed nature and changed and split the sea. Kach tuluyim mizonosav shel adam bitachon haadam b'kadosh baruch hu. So to a person's mizonos, how they live with the food they get, depends on their betachon Hashem. Midas betchono b'akadosh baruch hu, kach midas koach hashpa milmala. K'moshen es ba'al el she'en gesham yardim el bishva ba'al yamana. So here he's talking about direct betachon with Hashem. He's not talking about the intermediaries now. He's saying that we have a proof that as much as a person has betachon Hashem, that's as much as Hashem is going to make the teva work for him. Just like the teva can be changed with kriyas yamsuv. This then be talking so to the way that Teva provides the mizonos and the rain and the agriculture in our time, you know, regular persons, regular parnassus, stock market, their business decisions, whatever they're doing, that comes is of course from their amuna.
I wonder if we can. I'm just intrigued by the idea and also the kind of the stage that's set around Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, coming to the sea and see the Kriyas Yamsuv itself. And setting that up as this deep level of amunah, because it was really we hold that there was a fifth of Klal Yisrael that actually left, right? And Mitzrayim was not some desirable place to be, right? So there's a lot of tsar. So it's just interesting. Like we have this principle that by having that experience and coming to Matan Torah, right? It wasn't a full Kabbalah Satorah, right? To where we go into the Megillah, right? We have that full Emunah, right? So it's just interesting. We're setting this as the paradigm for the Emunah and Hashem, right?
When it must really be there levels. From
this place. Yeah. But it's just interesting. I'm wondering if what's also here is like that aspect of it, when there's tsar, right? There's a deeper level of
Kriyas Yamsov.
Yeah. Like a feeling of, like the feeling of need is much more severe when a person is in a state of distress,
right?
And like the tefillah is different, and you know.
Right. At the same time, you see that Klal Yisrael, the Torah said many times in the Nisyonos, the way they tested Hashem in the desert with the meat, complaining for meat. So right. Even though in the desert, there was room for them, even though they're living with the providence Anani Yaakov, there was room for them to push away Hashem. So
right.
it's considered zuchus. I hear the question. They're saying, what's the big deal? They're up against atheists in a hole, right?
Right.
Foxhole.
I didn't want to say that cynically, but I think you're right. I think that's kind of the point that I'm trying to hit on. It's like he's focusing on all the Amuna components, and I'm just kind of like, well, wait a minute, right? A fifth left, right?
Well, yes. In order for that fifth to get out, they had to do the Korban Pesach and put the blood on the door. Right. If they didn't do that, they didn't get out.
The Chazal that. Just where Reb Chaim is coming from is that the Lashon HaChazal that he quotes from the Yalkut Shimoni is that they didn't say to Moshe, "Hey, Achanu Yotzal Mamidbar, how can we go to the desert? Ein b'yadinu michel aderech. We don't have food for the way." So he's not talking about the point where they're up against the wall at Kriyas Yamsov. So he's saying before that they didn't complain, "How can we go out to the Midbar if we don't have any food?" And they trust in Hashem; they don't have enough food. This was before they had the man coming, they had trust in Hashem. So it's like it's reminiscent of the Zachati la'chesenu raich avas klo sayach lechdech acharei b'Midbar berzal zerua. The same idea that there was like chesed of an ava of the Klal Yisrael towards Hashem. They were willing to go into Eretz Lazarua in the desert.
Seriously.
In the Midbar. Right. So now the Haftorah, just to this point. The next thing is Moshe Matzina b'Mei Elisha and Navi. So we don't have time to go through the whole thing inside, but he says in the times of Elisha, the story which the Haftorah, the Parshas Metzora, last week's Haftorah, says there was a... The Haftorah is... I looked it up last night. The Haftorah is the second part of the story. The story was that there was a tremendous famine in Shomron, And there was a nevuah that Elisha said there's going to be so much wheat and barley that'll be so much plenty, it'll be so cheap. You'll be saw solas b'shekel, that saw will be for shekel and sasayim, so and two saw for shekel Sorim Shekel, and there was a man there who didn't believe it, and he said, how could it be? And then that guy who couldn't believe it, when there was a rush for the food, they trampled him and he died. Mm-hmm. That's the end of the Haftorah, the end of Parshat Mitzrayim. That this guy, and the Haftorah says that that same guy who the Haftorah Chazers, and it says the same. Remember, there was a guy who said when Elisha said in Nevuah, there's going to be so much plenty that can't be and never gonna happen. That guy got trampled. Kidvar Hashem, like Hashem said. So he says. So if you skip to the paragraph where it says Lechora Kasha, Lamanes Chayim Shlish HaMelech Misa. Why was the guy Chayim Misa? Afa Pisha Over Al Divrei Navi Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. It's true. There's a Gemara that says if a person violates what the word Navi says, it's Chayim Misa Bidei Shemayim. Mikol Makom Zelo Over Al Divrei HaNavi. He didn't violate the words of the Navi. And the violation of the words of the Navi. Navi says that this is a mitzvah of Hashem. This is something you need to do. He wasn't violating. Elish Lo Hamin Lidvar. You just didn't trust him. Lechora Azab Bavai In Chayim Misa. A person not chayim misa for not having trust in what a navi says. Mm-hmm. He wants to explain it based on what we're saying. Mm-hmm. He didn't have trust. He's not going to eat and be sustained from the bounty of Hashem that comes in the zchus of the yamuna. The shefa was so much that they had all that food. Hashlish lo haya roi lekach. Hashlish didn't deserve it. Lekach haya Allah but lamus shlo yehana min hashefa mu'uma. So he's saying that Jewish, but he's saying that he can't.
In order, he can't be benefiting from it.
So he's menela. It's not because he's really chayav misa.
It's a little harsh.
A little harsh, right?
Very that's harsh. That's extreme.
Yeah, but so then he says another. Just brings this point. We'll have to stop it. He brings a point from Yiftach. By Yiftach, the next thing in the story, mm-hmm. also in Navi, they were fighting against Ammon, and Yiftach said, and they asked Yiftach, he was this macho guy, come and fight for us. He's like, look, if you make me your leader and you have trust in me, then I'll go and fight for you. If you just want me to come along and fight for you, I'm not going to be any, and you're not going to rely on me, I'm not going to be your leader. I'm not going to do it for you. So he says, like, what kind of gaiva is that? Like, gaiva, like, I have to have kavod. I'm only going to be your leader if you give me kavod. So he wants to say that, no, Yiftach was saying that if you make me your leader and you rely on me, then Hashem's going to give siyat ishmaya through me. Because of this idea that as much as a person's relying on certain intermediaries, then they're relying on Hashem through them, then there will be siyat ishmaya. But if you're not relying on me, you're not relying on Hashem through me, you're not making me your leader, then I'm not going to fight for you. That's what he wants to say. He brings this chazal that another place also that a manhig has siyat dishmaya, mm-hmm. in as much as his followers are relying on him. So that, let's say, like Chassam Sofer says, that if a person has a shaila, he asks the rav for psak, the rav has siyat dishmaya because he's the rav.
Yeah.
Because he has achrayas, responsibilities. So it's all the same.
I mean, Hashem with Moshe Adam.